Hi, everybody. This is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. Today, I'm going to be talking about a new series. It's a short series, but it's one I'm looking forward to doing. It's on the yamas and the niyamas of Hinduism. Now, what are the yamas and the niyamas? Really? They're the Ten Commandments. They're their version of the Ten Commandments. Now, not everything that is in the Ten Commandments is in the yamas and the niyamas. And not everything that's in the yamas and the niyamas, that's yama and niyama, not everything that's in them is in the Ten Commandments. The interesting thing about the Ten Commandments is the Ten Commandments is nothing more than a list of 10 things you should not do. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. It's 10 thou shalt nots. Why are there 10, by the way? How many fingers do you have? It was much more easy for people to remember back before writing if there were a 10-digit system. We got the same thing with the yamas and the niyamas. The yamas and the niyamas have the do nots. However, they also have the do's. Don't do this, do this, which I like. So we're going to start with the first one, which is ahimsa. It's pronounced ahimsa. Ahimsa means do no injury. Do no injury. Now, of course, we would immediately say, don't hurt people. Don't physically hit anybody. Okay, well, that's a very good place to start. Ahimsa, though, goes even further. It means don't injure somebody in their own spirit. Don't demoralize somebody. Don't criticize somebody. Don't hurt somebody with your words. Don't hurt someone with your actions. Don't exclude someone. Don't be rude or misunderstand someone intentionally. Ahimsa means to do no injury. And to extend it, it means to do no injury to animals, to do no injury to the earth, to do no injury. Just like the Hippocratic Oath begins with, first of all, do no harm. Do no harm. Ask yourself, in what ways do you do harm? I do harm in silly ways. I like to have straws when I get water at a restaurant. Well, straws are terrible for the environment. So part of ahimsa for me, believe it or not, is not using straws. I'm not doing injury. I'm not doing injury to the oceans, not doing injury to the animals, and I'm not doing injury to the world. So just look for little ways today that you can practice ahimsa. Do no injury. Enjoy today, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.